Infamous DY Patil Pune under income tax scanner. 50 plus. Shell firms. RS 200 Craw MBBS fee. Scam RS 25. Craw grant diversion exposed. Grant misuse at DY Patil Medical College. Students cheated. Funds siphoned. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News. Exclusive. The infamous DY Patil Pune Empire is under the Income Tax Department's scanner after SIT exposed 50-plus shell firms at Koragaon Park. Linked to a RS 200 Craw MBBS fee scam and RS 25 Craw grant diversion, the case, flagged by Cabinet Secretariat, now demands urgent CBI-ED intervention. DY Patil Pune. Scam. Shell companies at Koragaon Park under spotlight. A major Sprouts Special Investigation Team, SET, inquiry has uncovered that the infamous DY Patil Pune Group is linked to more than 50 alleged shell companies and LLPs. Strikingly, most of these firms are registered at the same Koragaon Park address, 301 Metro House, Metro Estate, Pune. The entities claim to operate in sectors such as agro, biotech, edutech, nurseries, export-import, foundations, and real estate. However, financial records reveal negligible or nil revenues. Adding to suspicions, directors such as Prasad D. Patil, Somnath P. Patil, Bhagyashri P. Patil, and Yashraj P. Patil appear repeatedly across these firms, pointing toward possible Banami transactions, fund layering, and large-scale tax evasion. Full list of linked entities raises red flags. Investigators have compiled a detailed list of over 50 firms, including Rise N Shine Imports Exports Pvt. Ltd., Patil Biotech Pvt. Ltd., Yashraj Nurseries Pvt. Ltd., and multiple LLPs tied to the same business hub, attached at the bottom. This cluster of companies, while diverse in name, reflects a concerning pattern: dormant revenues, recycled leadership, and opaque transactions. Experts say this structure fits the global definition of shell company networks often used for money laundering and financial fraud. Whistleblower grievance escalated to Cabinet Secretariat. The case gained significant momentum after Chief Whistleblower Dr. Divyansh Dwivedi submitted grievance DPGJ 2025-80144 to the Directorate of Public Grievances, DPG, Cabinet Secretariat. The complaint highlighted shell firms with common directors, suspected Benami deals and black money routing, abuse of Section 12AA and 80G exemptions meant for educational institutions, potential violations of the Black Money, Undisclosed Foreign Income and Assets Act. Following review, the grievance was officially forwarded to the Income Tax Department for further investigation. RIS 200 Craw MBBS fee scam shocks students. The SIT confirmed the existence of a massive RS 200 Craw MBBS fee scam within DY Patil's institutions. Students were allegedly forced to pay for a non-existent fifth-year medical course. Key findings include RS 75 Craw refunded only after intervention by the Prime Minister's Office, PMO, and Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG. RS 125 Craw remains unaccounted for, with strong suspicion that funds were diverted through shell firms. The scam is being viewed as one of the largest education frauds in India in recent years. RS 25 Craw government grant diversion under scrutiny. Separate probes show that government grants worth RS under 25.67 Craw remain unaccounted for. Investigative notes reveal RS 8 Craw from DBT was released without memorandums of agreement, MOAS, or audit trails. RS 0-8-6 Craw from AICT was allegedly spent on study tours. RS 16-14 Craw from ICSSR and others was routed via LLPs with no tangible academic output. RS 50-67 lakh still remains parked as liabilities without explanation. The UGC fee Niveran cell, UGCOM RT2501339, issued a stern reminder in July 2025, warning DY Patil of possible derecognition if compliance gaps persist. 2016, income tax raids on DY Patil. This is not the first time DY Patil institutions have faced scrutiny. On 27 July 2016, the Income Tax Department raided more than two dozen DY Patil campuses in Pimpri Chinchwad, Kolhapur, and Navi Mumbai. Those raids lasted several days, reportedly uncovering financial irregularities. While findings were never fully disclosed, current investigations are widely seen as a continuation of the earlier crackdown. Call for CBI ED action. With the Cabinet Secretariat forwarding grievance DPG J2025-80144 to the IT Department, the spotlight is firmly on the DY Patil Corrigan Park Empire. From 50-plus alleged shell firms to ARC's 200 crore MBBS fee scam and RS25 crore grant diversion, the case is escalating into one of India's most high-profile education sector scandals. The Sprout Special Investigation Team, SIT, concludes, "The DY Patil case exemplifies financial exploitation under the garb of education. Both students and taxpayers have suffered, and accountability is long overdue. Sprouts News demands immediate CBI ED intervention to ensure justice and systemic reform."